Thank you, Mr. President. In 1993, the world came together in a seminal moment that culminated in the adoption of one of the milestone international instruments on human rights, the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action. Under the VDPA, states asserted that all human rights are universal, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated, recognizing that the human person is the central subject of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The Vienna Declaration went further to reaffirm the right to development as a universal and inalienable right and an integral part of fundamental human rights. Today, 31 years later, since the adoption of the VDPA, our world is confronted by, among others, developmental challenges characterized by a rise in poverty, inequality, and a reversal in the gains made towards achieving the 2030 Agenda and Sustainable Development. Coupled with a rise in discrimination in all its forms, this has had a negative impact on the enjoyment of all human rights, particularly economic, social, and cultural rights. Mr. President, we dare not forget that states have an obligation to respect, protect, and fulfill human rights. And by recognizing the inextricability of all human rights and treating them in a fair and equal manner with the same emphasis, we can ensure that no one is left behind. It remains of central importance that the Council adopts a comprehensive approach that puts victims at the center of its work, guided by the principles enshrined in the VDPA, and embrace non-discrimination, as well as, among others, the principle of common but differentiated responsibility as we strive to build a fair, safe, and equitable world for all. I thank you.